don't say anything about it. You just sit back and make a fire.
What do you call the wood that you start the fire with?
Kindling.
And how do you get that?
Well, we split it up, found a dead dogwood or some...
copper or something.
Anything, you know, that that would split good. We'd split up fine kindling, you know. Mm-hmm. Have a pile of it in the corner of the house.
Where were these andirons put in the fireplace?
They were put in, we'd first put in the back log, and then we'd set those andirons, one about this far from the, I would call this the jamb. And we'd set one about this far from the jamb, and the other one about the same distance from the jamb. There were just two. And then we'd lay the wood on that. The wood was up, say, it had a draft under it, you know, that is what it was for. Mm-hmm. So the air, you know, could suck up under that and hit that back log and pull the, and it acted as a bellows, you know, or
well,
a fan.
The fireplace was deep enough that you could get this back log and the andirons both in it.
Yeah, you could get them both inside. However, that old fireplace at home, I've seen it plumb out on the hearth.
Plumb out where?
Plumb out on the, you know, the front of the fireplace was called a hearth.
Mm-hmm.
And we rolled in logs there that is 3 foot through. And the chimneys at that time were built out of stone. They had what they call rock masons that could hew a rock. There's usually about this big square from here out to see, about this big a square from my hand out to here, and about that thick.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up this way, you know, edgeway.
Mm-hmm.
And the arch rock, that was the rock they'd have in building those stone chimneys. They had, what were those rock at the end, in a side of the chimney called?
Jam rock.
Yeah, they'd have jam rock, and they was about that big square. I mean, and all maybe 3 foot long. Well, they would sit at each end, each side of the fireplace, and when they got it built around, they'd leave this part open, you see, and when they got it built up all around, up even with that, well, then they'd put up the arch rock, which the old arch rock was, I bet they'd weigh 3,000.
Oh,
yeah, Lord, it was about...
plumb across the fireplace.
They was anywhere from six, well, I'll say from 5 to 8 feet long, and they was that big square.
Mm-hmm. What was there on top of the fireplace in the front?
Well, now that is what he was
mantle.
Just telling you.
Well, mm-hmm.
And then above it was the mantle. We have that. We've got it in here. You can see it.
Uh-huh. Now, what was placed on the mantle? What did you put on the mantle?
Everything. It's it's just
the mantle was built out of wood, and you put a flat plank across the top, and usually used that for little trinkets and things.
Yeah,
put
just
flowers,
just a handy place. You know.
Flowers.
Yes, you could set lots of flowers up on it if you wanted to.
What'd you put those flowers in?
Oh, they were in little pots when they had flowers on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call this black stuff that gets in the chimney? It has to be cleaned
soot.
Out.